It's not often that a novice scientist discovers something that the experts have overlooked. Well, in this story, what was overlooked was in plain view, on the snouts of alligators. NPR's Christopher Joyce has this report on a serendipitous discovery, one that reveals how truly sensitive a creature the alligator is.
It was the first time Daphne Soares had sat on an alligator. The gator was about 8 feet long in the back of a pickup truck in Louisiana. Soares noticed something odd about the alligator's face. It had dots all over it.
It was very exciting. Somebody was driving way too fast on that road, I can tell you that. And then it's amazing when you start paying attention to the animal you're working with. And I looked at its face and I thought, gee, you know, what are these little dots all over the face?
Soares is a graduate student at the University of Maryland. She studies the nervous systems of animals, and especially birds. She had come to Louisiana to find out about alligator hearing, which is similar to birds. But what were these dome-shaped little bumps, she asked the experts. Oh, those, they said. Probably some kind of sense organ.
So I came back to the lab, and I looked to see if anybody had studied them. What is this? You know, just out of plain scientific curiosity.
Nobody had studied them closely, so Soares got a hold of some young alligators and put them in a small tank of shallow water. She inserted delicate probes into a big nerve in the skull that runs to the brain. The dots were connected to that big nerve, but what were they sensing and signaling to the brain? Some reptiles have chemical sensors on their bodies. Some snakes even detect infrared light, but it wasn't any of those.
And then I dropped something in the tank, and then the nerve went brrr. Which is, you know, neurophysiologist lingo for the nerve responding to the stimulus. And then I thought, oh, okay, something happened.
What happened was this. The alligators were doing what alligators do, lurking, with their heads half in and half out of the water. When something hit the water, the dots on the gator's face sensed the pressure change on the water's surface. The signal went to the brain, which did some fancy geometry to locate the source, and wham, the gator leaped at the source.
And if you're an unlucky baby bird or something and you fall in the water, or if you're a gnu in Africa and you come in to drink out in the water, and I always think about these things, you know, you're creating all these pressure waves. You disturb the surface of the water.
Soares has published her research in this week's issue of the journal Nature. She calls the dots dome pressure receptors. They can detect ripples from a single drop of water. Kent Vliet is an alligator biologist at the University of Florida. He says Soares has reinforced what he and others have seen in the field. In one case he witnessed, a 12-foot alligator had just grabbed a big turtle, then lost hold of it in the water.
As soon as he dropped that turtle, he straightened out his body and held it parallel to shore. And it was clear that he was using his entire body to just try to feel where that turtle was so he could turn and reacquire it.
Vliet suspects the dome receptors might do other duty as well. In fact, other reptiles have similar types of dots on their skin. Soares says she'll keep trying to find out what, if anything else, they do.
All right. A smaller one of the bunch.
At a laboratory at the University of Maryland, Soares keeps several dozen gators in tanks the size of hot tubs and some large terrariums.
Look at this big round belly. I think they're getting tamer now.
It's a fish biology lab. She says her project makes the fish people a little nervous. She, however, shows no sign of nerves when she reaches in to grab a 2-foot-long alligator.
So if you look at their faces and you see all the little black dots, these are not zits or blackheads or anything. These are not teenager alligators. These are really the dome pressure receptor.
If you can take your eyes off the alligator's teeth, you can see hundreds, perhaps thousands of the receptors. Soares examined the skulls of other crocodilians, the group that alligators and crocodiles belong to, and fossils as well. Only those that live and hunt at the boundary between water and air have signs of these pressure receptors. In her office, Soares keeps a big alligator's skull on a shelf to contemplate. She calls it Sammy. She gets very fond of her alligators. She won't use duct tape to wrap the jaws of the alligator she studies. She uses rubber bands. Duct tape, she feels, would hurt the animal when it's pulled off.
I think more than anything, I feel a certain awe towards these animals. I mean, they're really ancient creatures. They're older than dinosaurs. And they've solved a variety of different complex evolutionary challenges. How to be armored and yet sensitive, you know, how to survive all these other critters.
Soares will continue her study. She suspects there may be a creature even more sensitive than alligators. That would be the crocodile. They have dome receptors all over their bodies. An explanation, perhaps, for crocodile tears. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Washington.
And you can find photos of Sammy and other alligators, bumps and all, at our website, npr.org.